This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 17th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a bright and sunny day across major Israeli cities. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying clear skies, while Haifa has a light breeze. Perfect weather to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, just in. The U.S. has released details of the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire. Israel retains the right to self-defense, while both nations agree Hezbollah's activities must be limited. Also, Ynet reports from earlier today that Prime Minister Netanyahu calls the Lebanon ceasefire a timeout and a historic chance for peace. He confirmed Israel will maintain a 10-kilometer buffer zone. Also this hour, according to Forward, Israel has agreed to a 10-day halt in fighting in Lebanon. President Trump announced the ceasefire as part of broader U.S. efforts. Separately, Axios shares that President Trump has spoken with the Lebanese president. The ceasefire proposal is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but could help Trump in his peace efforts with Iran. And finally, JNS reports that Israel and Lebanon have agreed to a 10-day truce. The agreement allows Israeli ground forces to remain in Lebanon, with the possibility of extending the ceasefire. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet News posted just minutes ago, suggesting Israel should use the Iran ceasefire to advance regional ties and expand the Abraham Accords. Khalil Jeris, a commentator, encouraged followers to engage with works by Raja Shehadeh, posting earlier today. David Daoud, a Middle East analyst, highlighted a significant omission in the ceasefire agreement in a post from earlier. It lacks a Lebanese obligation to disarm Hezbollah. Let's go deeper. Starting with the U.S.-brokered ceasefire agreement, the Jerusalem Post reveals it includes a stipulation that only Lebanon's security forces can bear arms, aiming to curb Hezbollah's influence. This development could stabilize the region, offering a chance for diplomatic progress. Turning to Netanyahu's remarks, Ynet shared that the Prime Minister emphasized the strategic importance of maintaining a buffer zone. His statement reflects a cautious optimism, though tensions remain over Hezbollah's terms. The buffer zone aims to offer security to Israel's northern communities. Meanwhile, Forward reported on the 10-day halt in fighting. This ceasefire aligns with Trump's diplomatic engagements and might pave the way for broader regional negotiations. The pause in hostilities offers a temporary reprieve for Lebanese civilians. On the diplomatic front, Axios details Trump's conversation with the Lebanese president. The dialogue underscores the delicate balance Netanyahu faces domestically, while Trump seeks a peace deal with Iran. Successful negotiations could shift the geopolitical landscape. And finally, JNS outlines the truce agreement's nuances. Israeli ground forces remain, with potential for extending the ceasefire beyond 10 days. This decision underscores the complexity of achieving lasting peace, with implications for future regional stability. Turning to business and markets. First, Maariv Business reports that an expert highlights the bottleneck in AI isn't in chips or software. While demand grows, the picture is shifting towards more tangible, practical factors affecting AI's advancement. Separately, Globes reports that Enlight has received regulatory approval for an energy storage facility at Kibbutz Neot Smadar. This project, with significant storage capacity, represents a major investment in renewable energy infrastructure. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes a significant drop in the dollar, hitting a 30-year low against the shekel. This decline coincides with renewed negotiations affecting currency markets and economic forecasts. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.